Episode number 314, Camaro ZL1 News.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Oh, boy.
Just got in from LS Fest.
Wow.
Drove straight in, plopped down in front of the microphone, and here I am.
Here we go.
It was cool. We got so much to talk about
this
week.
We've got an action-packed show this week. We got some big, big news that came out this week. But before we get started, we want to just have kind of like a moment of remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as you know, today is the 10-year anniversary of 9/11.
Yep.
And holy cow, this affected the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
And
continues to do so.
You know, we just want to kind of pause and just do a little remembrance here, because I remember on 9/11 myself getting most of my information, you know, other than the TV, which I was at work, and so I really didn't have access to a TV, but from CamaroZ28.com's message board, particularly the lounge, because everybody else's websites were just hammered.
CNN and Fox News,
they were pretty much down.
Yeah. I remember trying.
Yeah, it was our community who was actually bringing a lot of the news to the forefront for us,
mm-hmm.
for our members.
Because they would get bits and pieces, and they're like, I just managed to, you know, get the page to load, and this is what it says, this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
Or they were, you know, people who, like you were saying, were at work, couldn't watch TV, but they happened to be on in front of a television. They kind of relayed information.
Exactly.
There's a whole lot of heavy... You know, 9/11, remember this, remember that. We could never forget that.
Absolutely,
you know?
Not.
But I think it's a good idea that we take, you know, just remember what it did for us and remember that we stuck together. Instead of being afraid of the future, just remember what we went through and we're still here.
Yep.
And we're still going to be. And I think we should give a special shout out to our brothers and sisters in the New York 5th Gen group, because we know that it literally hit close to home and in their home.
Yeah.
And... So, you know, we're thinking of you guys just like we're thinking of everybody else.
Yeah. Cool. Okay.
Let's get on with news.
Absolutely.
So, finally, some solid, concrete, official, confirmed ZL1 information is out.
Finally.
Yeah.
Wow.
No more people making crap up and saying it's fact. This is fact because it came from GM.
Right. Here's the official word. Drum roll, please. 580 horsepower official.
Officially.
Yeah.
That's a staggering amount of power.
Oh, man.
30% new parts.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. Oh, mm-hmm. God.
A 5-stage MagnaRide system.
How cool is that going to be?
Oh, boy. But even more so, how much is it going to cost?
I know. I don't know. $50,000? That's probably going to be right around where it's going to be. That's where I'm guessing.
I'm guessing a little higher now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yep. Just because there's more to it than your basic MagnaRide, you know.
Sure.
It's not a watered-down version. There's actually, you know, and with 30% more parts, they all have to be tested, R&D, the whole nine yards. I mean, this is not just a, let's grab this part and that part and stick it on a Camaro and call it done. This is 30% brand new Camaro.
Yeah.
This is completely re-engineered that much.
Yeah.
Not counting, you know, things we don't know about yet.
Well, you got to think the whole power plant there is all, well, it's not brand new, but it's brand new in a Camaro.
Yep. And they can't just, again, they can't yank it off the shelf and stick it in and say, there you go.
I know.
Good enough. It works in another car. It'll work in this one, because we all know that doesn't happen. It's coming together pretty interestingly. So, you know, other than what we've already talked about, Chris, what are some of the other highlights?
Some of the other highlights is the drive. The shift pattern is calibrated for optimal fuel economy, including second gear starts, while the shift feel is tuned for a smooth driving experience. Engaging the tap shift feature on the steering wheel or shift lever engages temporary manual mode.
Neat.
Yeah. Sport. The shift pattern is calibrated for more aggressive driving, including first gear starts for maximum performance. The shift feel is also more aggressive with the performance algorithm that holds the transmission in lower gears during aggressive driving. So this is all for the automatic transmission.
Yeah.
So, which they just announced this beginning of the summer in Oshawa.
That's right.
And here for the manual, here the 6L90 offers the driver true manual control with no automatic upshifts and staged upshifts for incredible fast shifts and maximum performance. So that's the manual mode.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Other track-ready features for the ZL1 include an engine oil cooler identical to the system on the ZR1. The integral liquid-to-liquid system is so effective that both the manual and automatic transmission are deemed to be fully track-capable with the standard factory-installed cooling package. A rear differential cooler, which pumps transmission fluid to a heat exchanger, which reduces temperatures in the differential by more than 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
And a high-performance fuel system delivers fuel to the LSA engine under any performance driving condition. For example, the system features additional fuel pickups on the primary side, and the secondary fuel pickup is moved outboard for continuous fuel access during high G cornering under low fuel conditions. Pretty neat, huh?
Sick.
Of course, magnetic ride control 3.0 adjusts dampening 1,000 times per second. That's just sick.
Yeah. Well, now I can say a couple of things.
Okay.
Last Tuesday, we had a disciple phone call.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And, of course, because we were, you know, unable to talk about it, but a lot of things did come to light, including, you know, what GM has released. And without getting too deep into it, because I know Fitz is listening and I don't want him to start gritting his teeth, but let's just say that they're still thinking beyond this. And they're thinking very deeply beyond the ZL1. So don't consider this the last thought on what's happening with Camaro. Yeah. Because they're just always looking beyond the horizon into things that you probably wouldn't guess right now. So
really?
Yep. The other thing is that our last disciple meeting last year, we saw one of the early prototype ZL1s in action.
Okay.
And they wouldn't tell us what it was. But I heard a distinct whine under the hood. So, so they've been testing this for over a year.
Yes,
and this is no joke. Okay, this isn't something they just said. Hey, we already got a successful Camaro. Let's make it successfuler. Yep, and stick crap on it and say it's give it a name.
Crap.
This is really a serious project.
Yeah, I can't wait. Here, let's run down the official numbers from GM.
Yeah.
Because this kind of means something to our community.
That's right.
So official supercharged 6.2-liter LSA V8 delivers 580 horsepower and 556 pound-feet of torque. The ZL1 power, complemented by exclusive MagnaRide control and performance traction management, and track-capable standard equipment, includes high-performance fuel system as well as engine, transmission, and differential coolers, which we already mentioned.
Yep.
But there you have it, official.
And since it's now official, we get to declare a winner for our contest that we had.
Yeah, we sure do.
We had, Jesus, started probably, what, 2-3 months ago, maybe longer, the Guess the Horsepower of the ZL1 contest. And surprisingly, only one person guessed it. I thought for sure that there'd be multiple guesses per number, but it's the winner is Outsider IROC-Z on the Camaro Z28.com message board. So he gets a prize pack. And thanks to everybody else for playing. You know,
almost 6,000 views on that thread alone.
And all we did was mention it here in the podcast and on the front page of the website.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Well, we got some other cool news here.
Yeah.
Our good buddy Camaro Scotty.
Yeah.
Posted some other stuff about the Camaro ZL1. And these are some key dates to, I guess, pay attention to.
Write down on your calendar.
Yeah. Particularly if you want to order one. So here we go. Our good buddy Camaro Scotty posts date of events. Now, these are given, I guess, to Chevrolet dealerships when they're getting ready, when a new vehicle's, I guess, coming down the pipeline. So a dealer webcast to answer your ZL1 questions live will be on October 24th. And then the release of the updated ZL1 salesperson reference guide will be next. And then the release of the updated 2012 Camaro dealer order guide with ZL1 information. So I guess that's getting ready for being able to actually order your Camaro ZL1 on October 29th. Write that number down. That's 2 days before SEMA? Three days before SEMA.
Yep. And I wonder, and I don't know, but I wonder if they're not going to have like a cool special SEMA version of the ZL1 at SEMA. You know, just they always have something special going on, so that'd only stand a reason that they would.
Yeah. Yeah, because it says October 29th, ordering open through order workbook, workbench.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then early November, ZL1 is first consensus. Mid-November, tentative. ZL1 pricing will be announced. So the pricing will be announced in November, but you can order it before the pricing comes out.
I think my concern is how many will be made?
Well, obviously, it's going to be a low-production car. It's a specialty Camaro.
Versus how many dealerships are out there?
Yeah.
Will there be enough?
I'm sure there will be. I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see.
I hope so, because I know that a lot of people are going to want them, but everybody needs to realize that this car is not for everybody.
Hmm.
This is like the ZR1 is not for everybody.
Well, I'm sure Rick Hendrick will be number one in line to get one of these.
You know, I'd like to get him on the phone and interview him.
Yeah.
So if anybody knows Rick Hendrick, which I'm sure somebody in our listener...
I'm sure we can get a hold of him.
Put a little message out to him that we'd like to do a 10-minute interview with him right here on the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Next is the first quarter ZL1 starts production, and late first quarter ZL1 vehicles start to arrive at dealerships. So that is the timeline there.
You going to get one?
Yes, I think so. I think I'm going to do it.
Mm, boy.
A black one.
Oh,
it's got to be black.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Well, very cool.
After driving the CTS-V wagon.
Yeah.
Oh, man. My Camaro feels like a slug.
Well, thanks to Camaro Scotty for providing those dates. And when more information gets released, you know we're going to get it and post it. So pay attention to the front page of CamaroZ28.com or like our Facebook page at...
Facebook.com/CamaroZ28.com.
Or follow us on Twitter at...
Twitter.com/CamaroZ28.com.
Yeah, see? It's easy.
It's so easy.
Super easy. And you can click the links on the front page of the website there as well just to sign up for it.
Yep.
We got to move on because we're going to run out of time in a hurry because we got some other stuff to talk about. Like, once again, Camaro Scotty providing some cool information for us. Official 2012 Camaro colors.
Yes.
Now, this does not necessarily mean that the ZL1 will share these colors.
No.
In fact, we don't know about ZL1 colors at this point.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe they'll have a special ZL1 color.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, I'm looking at the colors here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
And there's a color that's missing.
Yeah.
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 The color you have on your car.
Cyber gray metallic.
The hell happened to cyber gray metallic?
Gone.
Like, for good?
I don't know.
Or are they having some problem with the Japanese again and getting their paint or whatever problem there was before?
Don't know.
Okay.
And
obviously silver ice and all the...
So silver ice metallic, imperial blue metallic, carbon flash metallic, but only on the 45th anniversary Camaro.
Okay.
Summit white, black, crystal red tint coat, victory red, rally yellow, and inferno orange metallic. So all those that are cyber gray fans, I'll say this. Yes, it's gone, but maybe something like it'll show up down the road.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It seemed to be a popular color, so I don't know why it wouldn't.
Crystal red tin coat.
Yeah.
They changed it.
Yeah. So thanks to Camaro Scotty, and we'll wait for the order guide to come out. All right. Speaking of my car, did some stuff to it.
F-Podfather said they replaced cyber gray metallic, and he thinks you'll like the replacement color.
Mm, okay, then I didn't hint deep enough. I leave the solid hinting up to those guys. Cool. Well, there you have it.
Yep.
Let's not talk anymore so I don't get myself in trouble.
Okay.
So speaking of cyber gray metallic in my car, I did something to my car that I put on the front page of the website because I think it's pretty important that everybody check this. Since my Magna Charger install, I've wanted to clean up the engine bay a little bit. So I got together with a company that I've mentioned here on the podcast before. They're local to the Detroit area called Tech Effects. And it's Tech, TechAFX.com. And it's some OEM engineers that put together some interesting parts that I think everybody needs. And one's a heater hose relocation kit, which kind of moves the unsightly heater hoses off the engine and down below it. And it makes it really clean. I've seen these on a lot of Camaros, and I wanted to put it on mine. And when we did that, we discovered something really interesting, that one of my O2 sensor wires was just laying on my header down by behind the passenger side cylinder head.
Gotta love that.
Yeah. And that, you know, so we fixed that, but we think everybody should check that. And also, the EVAP line was, like, kinked to the point where it was nearly cutting off the flow, which will definitely throw a code. So I recommend you look behind, just if you've, you know, done any mods, or even if you haven't, just check those two things. And they're both on the passenger side. And the evap line comes out of the front of the engine and goes to right by the shock tower. And it's a braided thing. I posted pictures on CamaroZ28.com. Just to check out the front page. So just, you know, heads up for anybody that may want to check that, just if they're fooling around underneath the hood.
Okay.
We also put on some new Holley LS coil covers that we had custom trimmed to fit the Magna Charger. And I got to tell you, I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure about it, but it really cleans it up well, and it's kind of unique. In fact, when I was down at LS Fest, which I'll talk about in a little bit, it got a lot of attention.
Hmm.
So check it out, front page of CamaroZ28.com. Tell me what you think of the LS coil covers, too, because they're not even painted yet.
Okay.
But we got to move on to some voicemails. How many we got this week?
We got a couple here.
All right. You want to kick them off?
You betcha.
Cool.
Hey, Chris, Jason, OCD here. Quick thing, listened to the podcast last night, you know, that got me thinking. I Googled a little bit on that whole sports car thing that you brought up and couldn't really find anything. But anyway, thought my own opinion, where the term comes from, was thinking, similar to, you know, see anyone, a human being, a person, you think they look athletic. I think you instantly jump to the fact that maybe they play sports, haven't played sports, do play sports. I think it's, you know, kind of like that with cars. You see a car that looks fast.
Oh. Oh.
What happened?
I don't know. He cut off. Huh. Hmm.
And you just whacked the microphone with your headphone.
Yeah. Sorry about that, OCD. I don't know if you sent in an extra long message or something?
The system will cut it off sometimes.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, I think I know what he's saying.
About sports cars.
Yeah, I always have an issue with the term sports car.
Okay.
Because what sport? You know? So I don't know. Call OCD, if you're listening, call back and tell us what you're trying to say. In
2 minutes or less.
Yeah, try to keep it so the system doesn't cut you off.
Cool.
I think it crashed, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next one.
Hey guys, Bear again. I was on my way home and I saw my first 45th anniversary Camaro. I thought it was a reflection off the hood. Might have been just a regular black Camaro, but no, that was the red spot. I'm going to have to harass the local dealers this weekend, see if they have one. I want to go poking around the interior. So hopefully we got some news on it, if we have any sales figures for it yet. All right, thanks guys.
Cool.
Thanks, Bear.
Yeah, 45th on the road. Yeah, we've seen quite a few of them.
Have we?
All the shows we've been to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen a couple on the road.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen any in the wild, just at, but only at the shows. Yeah. I don't think so. Because my car is so badass, I don't pay attention to other ones anymore.
I love the little subtle changes they did to the interior.
You know what? It does look good.
It does.
Definitely looks good. So, you know what? Is that it for voicemails?
Let's see. Got one more.
Oh, do we?
Actually, we got two more.
We do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get it to them right after this.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Hey, don't forget to get in your 100th birthday message.
Oh, yeah,
for
keep
Chevrolet.
Them coming.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We got some good ones in.
Okay, moving on.
Let's do it.
Happy birthday to Chevrolet. Happy birthday to Chevrolet. Happy birthday, dear Chevrolet. Happy birthday to you. Jonathan Brown out of Old Bend, New Jersey, just calling about the release of the information. The Z01 with 580 horsepower. 556 pound-feet of torque. The silver one with the black wheels looks cool. Definitely digging the red with the high-polished rims a little better, but, you know, I'm from a different era. Fabulous car. Can't wait to see this monster hit the streets, hit the track. Just curious, what color are you going to order yours in? Have a good one. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Jonathan, for calling in again. Black. That is the answer to your question. It would be black.
I'm going to keep mine. I still like mine.
Oh, God, I love his accent. I can't wait to see this monster. Love it.
Jonathan, thank you so much for calling. And we know you've been calling in pretty much primarily about this car, so we know you're following it very closely. What about you, Jonathan? What are you going to do?
Are you going to buy one?
What color are you going to get?
Yeah. I think he's got a CTS-V, doesn't he?
I don't know.
Or something like that? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Last voicemail.
All right.
Hey, Jason and Chris. It's Postal Dave. On the way home from the post office, on a more solemn notes, our prayers and our solitude to families that suffered from 9/11, and our thanks to military and all the policemen, firemen, and EMT personnel. Hopefully, I'll be able to enjoy your podcast at work tomorrow, but it's been downloading on Sunday, so see you guys on Facebook, and have a great weekend, except for Sunday, which I'm sure everybody will be praying for the family. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah. That you know, echoes our sentiments exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how we started the show, and we appreciate that. And so, yeah. 10 years, 9/11.
Hey, you know, what happened might have hurt us, but it made us stronger.
Absolutely.
That's the way I look at it, because it did. I mean, there's a lot of people that really found who they are, and it's, you know, might not have been easy for some, for many, for a lot.
Yeah. I heard some customer talking to my waitress this morning at a restaurant, and they said, you know, where were you during 9/11? And she said, I was 9.
I just dropped my son off at school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And I was listening to the radio, and I was listening to Drew and Mike here in Detroit, you know.
So was I.
And
yeah.
And I'm driving along, and they're like, the plane hit the World Trade Center. I'm like, and I know there was a similar issue, like, I don't know if it was a few years before or something, where some guy got drunk and flew a Cessna into an office building.
Oh, okay.
And I thought it was like a reoccurrence of that. And then when they said, then they just like, oh my God, a second plane hit the other tower. And I'm like, this is not an accident.
No.
This is bad freaking news. And my wife was working at General Motors at the time. And I called her. I said, I want you to come home right now. Because if they're targeting financial institutions, they're going to target General Motors. And for all we know, they did.
Yeah.
What creeps me out even more is I now work in the Rand Center.
Yeah.
And that's the tallest building in Detroit.
Well, they abandoned, I mean, they evacuated the Renaissance Center that day. Yeah.
So, you know, I was starting a new job the next day in downtown Detroit, and I was concerned if I even would have a job the next day, and I did, fortunately. So, what about you, buddy? Where were you at?
Same, that was on the way to work. Mm-hmm. On the way to work, listening to Drew and Mike, listened, you know, to hear them, and got into work and was like, Are you people hearing what's going on? And they're like, no, what's going on? A plane just hit the World Trade Center. And then, of course, we turned the TV on to see the second one hit live. So it was crazy.
I'll never forget that. And well, none of us will.
No, of course not.
Our thoughts go out to everybody impacted, which is all of us. Some more than others. All right. How much time we got left here?
We got about 5 minutes left.
All right. Well, yeah. Let me talk a little bit more about LS Fest.
Yeah.
Because I went down there. I was going to go to the NEOCC show, but I got an opportunity to display my car in one of the vendor booths at LS Fest. And it was with Tech Effects, the company I was just talking about earlier.
Okay.
And really, really cool bunch of guys. And so I got down there after driving through a lot of storms, which made my car really ugly, and dealing with a lot of really stupid drivers, which really made me made me ugly. How about that? Get down there. Saw some cool people, some really fast cars. What I found most interesting was they're doing a lot of LS engine transplants into Nissan 240SXs.
Really?
Yeah. There was probably maybe a half dozen or more there. In fact, Holley themselves, because the event is the Holley LS Fest, they're even building one.
Huh.
I'm thinking it might be the Chevy 350 and a Jaguar type swap. Okay. You know, the one that's really easy to do and it's, you know, but overall, ridiculously fast cars, very cool cars, a lot of older cars like Novas and Chevelles with LS transplants in it.
Don't they stick them in Miatas too?
There was a Miata or two there. There was even some sort of Interceptor or something. I forgot the name of the car. It looked like, you know, like one of those wild ass kit cars. Trailblazers, Cadillac, CTSVs. It seems like all the 8 and 7 second cars were Firebirds. They're all Firebirds. The fast ones are Firebirds. Yeah. I don't know if they're just easier to work with because of the design of the hood or what. But One person that I'd like to make mention of that I hung out with quite a bit is Mark Stilo. Was there in the same booth that my Camaro was on display in with his car called the Red Devil. This is a 60, I believe it's a 69 Camaro. But what's nice is it's got a brand new ZR1 power plant, transmission, suspension, braking system, ABS, traction control, everything in a 69 Camaro.
Beautiful.
And the thing tears the autocross course up. It's a monster of a vehicle. And he built it in his garage, you know. He's an awesome guy, too. Look up the name Mark Stilo, S-T-I-E-L-O-W. He's also behind some cool Camaros like the Mule, which is a silver Camaro that he built.
Okay.
It was a cool weekend. I ran into Tony Watley and John Ryan from LS1 Tech. Chatted with those guys for a little bit. Always good to see those guys. They were supporting one of their buddies with a 7-second Firebird.
Nice.
I think it was a Firebird. I only got to see it for a minute. But overall, do I regret not being able to go to the NEOCC show? Absolutely, because it's such a cool show. But at the same time, I thought the LS Fest was awesome. Cool people, cool staff, cool, even though we ran into a nice, nifty thunderstorm. And hanging out with the Tech FX guys and letting me display their parts on my car in their booth right next to the Optima booth, which I hung out with Optima Jim a little bit too.
Yeah, cool.
And it was also right next to the Skoggin Dickey Performance Parts booth. So it was just a cool thing. Who else did I run into? David from Forgeline, he was there, and it was just a cool short weekend. I'm glad I was there and gave out a ton of Camaro Z28.com keychains. Nice. So if you swung by and saw my car, tell me what you think of it.
Was SLP there?
SLP was not there.
Oh,
kind of surprised.
Hmm.
Some companies weren't there that I expected to see. They just weren't for whatever reason. Yeah. You know.
Well, obviously there was another big show going on this past weekend, as I'm sure there was across the country, so can't be everywhere at the same time.
Yep. So let's see here. You were telling me about you're reading a book.
Oh, yes. Yes. Everyone, run out to your local public library and check this book out. It's called Car Guys versus Bean Counters, written by Bob Lutz. And this book is phenomenal. It gives all the, basically, his time from General Motors, and it's incredible. I just can't put it down right now.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to read this. It's really cool.
There's a bit of discussion about it in the Automotive News and Future Vehicles Forum. Seems to be a pretty interesting book. Not so much, I guess, car related, but business and industry related.
He gives you a real good sense for why the public think that the foreign and or Japanese cars are far superior to American-made products.
Does he say they are?
No.
Does he say they're not?
He says they're not.
Interesting.
Yes. It's all had to do with the 70s and the gas crisis and the CAFE regulations that the government came out with then. So
Is the playing field not exactly level?
He goes off on that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Maybe this should be an eye-opener.
Yes.
I read somewhere, a quick thing, Lutz is back? Is he back? Or
I guess he's back in some sort of supporting role or an advisory position. A lot of people think he never left to begin with.
Maybe.
But, you know, he's probably like 80 years old now.
Well, I hope he's hitting the gym because I want him to live to be 100 and still help run this company. Because I really admire a lot. I agree with a lot of the things he's doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that he's done.
I'd love to shake his hand one day.
Yeah, and we had the opportunity almost at the GM Style event when they unveiled the Camaro Concept Convertible. In fact, I ran right into him, but it was so dark he didn't see me going, "How do you do?" He just kind of like, I'd like to think that he didn't snub me because I just didn't think he saw me because it was a crowded mess.
Yeah.
So I'll have to check this book out.
Yeah,
Is it available down ebook, audio?
Oh, God, yes. It's available everywhere. Amazon.
iTunes
and your iBooks.
Okay, okay.
Support your public library. Go check it out.
Are libraries on the way out? Do the digital age?
No, actually, we're working hand-in-hand with them right
good.
Now. Yeah.
Good. Stay
relevant.
Embrace it. Yeah. All right, I think we got to get out of here.
Absolutely.
We got some BBOMG sound not sound clips, interviews that we still have yet to play. We probably have. We got a bunch more, so we'll probably go through those at the end of the year. And don't forget, everybody, SEMA's coming up early November. We're putting together a Camaro enthusiast meet and greet. So if you're going to be in Las Vegas in that area, definitely stay tuned.
Yes.
All right. We got to get out of here.
We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.